just want to say a word of thanks to Father Smith for inviting me to preach today on this feast of Our Lady of Palestine. And in a special way, I'd like to welcome our knights and ladies, the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre. It's my great pleasure to be here in this parish as a retired priest to assist as much as I can in the various activities, and there's a lot of them. I just want to say also yesterday and Friday afternoon were beautiful days of reflection on the mystery of Christ and His Blessed Mother with the Marian Eucharistic Congress that was held here in Greenville. Beautiful, beautiful speeches given by great priests. So if you were not able to go this year, hopefully they have it next year. You can try to participate. It's almost like going to a retreat because the speeches are so powerful. They really can help you to deepen your faith and love for the Holy Eucharist and for our Blessed Mother. I've been a member of the Equestrian Order for quite a few years, but I've never celebrated this Feast of Our Lady of Palestine. This is the first time that I've ever had the opportunity to celebrate it. And I just would like to say that in my experience with the knights and the ladies of the Holy Sepulchre, I've been very impressed by their Catholic faith and the strength of their commitment to Christ and to His Church. There are about 30,000 members of the Equestrian Order around the world. And if it wasn't for them, we'd be in sad shape as far as the Holy Land is concerned. Our order goes back. It goes back to the First Crusade, which was 1095 to 1099. So it's an ancient order within the church. And the goal of the Crusades, as you know, was to defend the Holy Land, and especially the Holy Sepulchre, the holiest place in the whole world, the place where Christ was crucified and was buried. And our present-day knights and ladies of the Holy Sepulchre continue the same mission in the sense that they seek to try to preserve those holy places in the Holy Land. They want as many future Christians as possible to visit the holy sites, to do so safely. And I found out that the Feast of Our Lady of Palestine has been celebrated continually since the 1920s. And it's very appropriate, I think, that we celebrate it today together, because as everybody knows, what's happening in the Holy Land is very sad. We see so much violence. So many people now have been killed. So many people have lost everything. The Patriarch of Palestine has called for peace in that troubled land, but it doesn't seem like people are listening. His voice is drowned out by all the violence and conflict. So it's certainly a time when the church in that troubled land shows her confidence in our Queen and Mother, our Blessed Mother. Because over the centuries, we've learned many times how the Blessed Mother holds us in her hand, in her arms, in her maternal embrace, helping all those who suffer, especially these grave conflicts that we see happening now in the Holy Land. When I was preparing this little talk today, I thought of that beautiful prayer that we say and that we have said for many centuries. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. Despise not our petitions and our necessities, but in your love and mercy, hear and answer us. Beautiful prayer. Such confidence in our Queen. It's almost by a Catholic instinct, I think, that we fly to our Blessed Mother, our Queen, in times of trouble because we recognize she is our mother. She is a very powerful queen. It's only right, it's only just that we give due honor to her and that we remember how important she is in the kingdom of her son. She distributes lavishly the graces that come from our Lord. And one of those graces certainly should be peace and justice. So we ask the Queen and our Mother to look favorably upon us all as we pray to bring peace to that land and protection for the Christians that live there. Of course, we don't live in the Holy Land. It's a special place and a very powerful place as far as our faith is concerned, because it was there that the incarnate Son of God was conceived and born. So we want those shrines to be open for future generations so that as many people as possible can go and venerate those places. The last time I was there was the year 2020 with Cardinal Burke and about 17 priests. Very beautiful journey. And there's always something that touches those that go on pilgrimage there. This time for me, I don't know why I didn't see it before, but there's a stone in the Holy Sepulchre where the body of Jesus was laid and then washed. That body that had suffered so much blood, so much dirt and spittle, and it was washed and placed then into the tomb. To be able to go there, see the place where our Lord is actually crucified, and where he rose from the dead. So it's a place where our faith as Christians can be truly strengthened and brought to life in a special way. All those people that go on pilgrimage there, they always say how much the faith comes to life when they see those holy places. Where Our Lady conceived the Son of God, venerating that very place of the Annunciation. When we go and see where the Holy Family lived in Nazareth, it's no wonder that these holy sites should be carefully maintained and cared for so that future generations of Christians can enjoy them. I'm reminded of the many, many saints who made journeys there to the Holy Land, some of them walking the entire distance because they realized how beautiful that place is, how important that place is. So I'd like to say a special word of thanks to the knights and to the ladies, the equestrian order of the Holy Sepulchre, for the sacrifices they've made to keep that place alive. But today's celebration doesn't concern only the knights and the ladies, of course. It's a celebration that everybody, all of us, can participate in because Our Lady is truly our mother and she's our queen. She wants to be loved just as any mother wants to be loved. And she in turn wants to show her love and her concern, especially if we're encountering difficulties of one kind or another in our lives. When Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to St. Juan Diego, she very gently reminded him that she's here as our mother, and she will show forth her maternal love and mercy to all the people who suffer. Christ entrusted her to his beloved disciple, and we are his beloved disciples as well if we live as he has commanded. And so she embraces each and every one of us. And we, in turn, are drawn closer to Christ, her Son. In a few moments, he will be here on this altar, and he will not leave us orphans, as he said. He's given us not only the church, but he's given us Our Lady as our Queen, as our Mother. Holy Mother of God, pray for us.